Hello, you just tapped into Unlock, raising the frequency, vibing on the same vibrations. Hello, Spotify, you're tapped in. I am not aligned with politics or any religious status. I solely focus on spirituality and self-awareness. Welcome, Unlocked Minds, spiritual beings having a human experience. Welcome. Guys, I am here today to guys, it is getting real out here. Things are starting to be revealed. Things are getting uncomfortable. Our planets are shifting like crazy. People are acting, you know, as though they are different. When I mean different, they are not the same. They are not human. They are controlling our government, or their our government. It's getting real. Things are starting to see. We got all these conspiracy theories that's going on now. And me, I'm the type of person that I'm very observant. You know, I'm an overthinker. I sit and I analyze it, and I take this from that, and I take this from over there, and I see where, you know what I'm saying, it has a common denominator. Because if you come to understand about humanity and the world, you know, our world, not the spiritual world, you know, not what the universe is giving us. I'm talking about us creatures of habit. You know, it all has some type of connection, you know? And so if you really sit down and analyze some things, it starts to really unravel itself and start looking a little bit different than what it was, you know, what it's been perceived to be, you know? And you guys need to wake up. Time to wake up, because we are entering the new world. You know, we are all human beings. You know, we're having experience right now, but we're spiritual beings also, you know. And by us being spiritual beings, we have a vibration, and that's energy. Everything is energy. Everything. You know, if you have a lot high vibration, you know, you will attract good things. If you have a low vibration, you attract negative things, you know. And the world, the universe, it feels that. The universe does not care about what your heart desires, you know, what's your favorite color, you know, what makes you mad. No. The thing that the universe is paying attention to, or what it is able, you know, to, you know, is able to communicate, and how you be able to, you know, relate, is through vibration. Now I'm on vibrations. How do you know you're on good vibrations? Because your attitude, or the way you feel, the way you think, you know, what you put out. If it's positive, you're gonna have a positive vibration, which that vibration will be high. You got a negative vibration, to be low, you know. And you have to understand that everything works through vibration, regardless of what it is. It gets deep. And you know, as I continue to talk on my podcast, I'll get into it a lot more. You know, at this time right now, you know, I'm kind of pacing myself. Just pacing myself. Because I have download after download after download. It is so much corruption. It's not what everyone thinks it is. You know, people of higher standards, people of higher power, you know, have a way to manipulate. And a lot of what you're seeing is a form of manipulation. You need to get that. Y'all need to understand that. Know what manipulation is. Manipulation is getting to someone to believe or think the way that they want you to think. They want you to see things. They don't want you to see what's really going on. Ain't that weird? Like, why would you take the time out to try to prove that it's the best way is your way? But we have these different elements when it comes down to personality and feelings, you know, emotions, power, You have those different elements in these people that are craving it. They're going to do everything in their power to manipulate you. And I don't want to get kicked off my podcast for, you know, saying the wrong thing, but hey, you got to look at it. You got to see what it is for. You know, why is it so important for us, you know, to risk our lives to take something that we don't know anything about? Why is it that people are losing jobs because they don't, there's something that they're not willing to do? You know, you're trying to mandate something that, I mean, I don't know what I personally, I really don't give a fuck. I don't care how the government runs itself. I mean, it sucks. It really does. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't give a fuck about them at all. Like, they kiss my ass all around, you know? I'm going to be honest. I'm going to sit the record straight. Because, for number one, it's been so many people that's been victimized by the government itself, and especially Black people, minorities, period, Hispanics. We have been a target for centuries. For centuries. Why? Because of you not having, when I say you, I'm talking about the ones that feel like that they have control, because they don't have control. I mean, hey, assuming if this shit goes out and I get bent over, whatever. But I'm telling you right now, they want that control, and they don't have that control because they are envious, they're jealous, they have issues. That's what people do when the person they won't control and they feel like they're better than you because you got your little dollar bills. Okay, congratulations. I'm happy for you. I'm glad that you have that. They feel like that they can treat you any kind of way. They can come at you any kind of way. They can put you in a position. They can title you. But my thing is, there was a starting point. Okay? Before slavery, before all of this that happened, I want to know who in the hell gave them motherfuckers authority to take over? When did that come? Who were they? Who said that, you know what, I'm going to allow you guys, you're going to be the ones that come. You're gonna be the ones that come, and you're gonna take over, and you're gonna be our forefathers, etc., etc. Who the fuck did that? Who gave them motherfuckers the authorization? Because I know I have not read anything that said anyone has power over anybody. We have so many. This, I'm gonna tell you something. Y'all fucked us up. Instead of you appreciating humanity for what it is, you did it your way. So now things are in a turmoil. You're not going to last long, homeboy, because your time is almost up. And you see it. And now that time is almost up, you want to, you know, try to get every motherfucking soul that you can. And this is not going to work out, because light shines over darkness. You are the darkness. And people are seeing this. You have miseducated us. You have ridiculed us. You have punished us without error. You have lied on us. You have manipulated us. And manipulation shit is real popular with y'all. You made it seem like Black people were the reason, you know what I'm saying, for everything that's going bad in the Black community. And that's a lie, because you got to realize, in order for someone to behave in such a manner, you have to teach them. You came fucking with Black people. You went to Africa and you went and took them from their land. They didn't know anything about those things. Black people, they are gentle people. They are lovers. They are, you know, people that they're very productive, you know. Black people are the ones that are the team players. We make things happen. We are the village that raised the children. You know, and not being racism. Now, no racism, none of that. Because I have love for all humanity. But what you did is that you took an intelligent being and you taught them your ways. Stealing, robbing, killing, manipulation, drugs. Black people didn't bring drugs in America. The Hispanics didn't bring drugs in America. You guys brought drugs in America. You knew that you thought you knew what you were doing. No, you did not know. You thought that this was going to decrease the population. Sweetheart, let me tell you something. It ain't happening. You can try all type of genocides. You can do whatever the fuck you want to do. You want to go and try to build off. I mean, what you call those things? Childhood parenting, whatever the fuck that shit is. You can do abortion clinics. You can put all the liquor stores you want in this motherfucker. All the drugs. You can do whatever you want to do. But at the end of the day, you need to realize that the earth, the universe, the divine has all control. You don't have that. The universe lives off of logics. I know I'm an Aquarius. I'm very, very, very in tune with the universe. We communicate daily, all day, too. Oh my gosh, every second. I feel everything. I feel the weight of the world. I feel the emotions. You guys need to understand that this is getting serious, man. You need to find your spiritual self so you won't have to worry about fear, because this is what these motherfuckers thrive on. Fear. Fear. Yeah, this shit is crazy. It gets deeper than this. You know, I'm gonna reveal it. I ain't gonna sit here and hold my tongue. The government is fucked up. The United States of America's government is one of the most fucked up. No. It's fucked up. Period. It's not good. It's never been good. Never will be good as long as these motherfuckers is in office. It's sick. Everybody's seeing the shit, but don't nobody want to say anything. But I'm going to say something, girl. I ain't never held my tongue. I'm not going to hold my tongue. I don't want to. I'm tired. I'm tired of these bully-ass motherfuckers trying to manipulate people that are literally, you know what I'm saying, with good intentions. You know? You have these hard people that are supposed to be working hard like they're doing because of a dollar. It's paper. It's materialist. That's nothing. Before they started printing paper, guess what? They were trading, and they were eating off the land. That dollar really ain't shit. It ain't nothing. But they making it out to something because they want the power. They manipulated everyone. All countries, they manipulated. They did the manipulation tactic, because that's all it is. And they felt that, you know what, if we give them this and tell them this is worth a lot, then we got control. It ain't worth shit. It ain't. Because at the end of the day, don't nobody give a fuck what you got. Nobody give a damn what you got. You know what? You know who praises people that has money? A low self-esteem person. A person that has no confidence whatsoever. A person can have a high self-esteem and have major confidence, okay? And wouldn't give a damn if you had $15 million, okay? It don't matter. It does not matter. So we're living in a world right now where we have so many people that are, people laugh because they say you're waking up. You are. You are waking up. You know how long these motherfuckers had a veil over our eyes? You miseducated too, because if you criticize in a negative aspect about the awakening, something's fucking wrong with you. Real talk. We need to come to an understanding. Guys, don't be scared. Don't be scared. It's time for them to move on. It's time for them to see something different, because right now you're tearing down everything. You're trying to make things accessible for you. They don't want us here. They don't want us to be free. They want us to be in bondage. They want us to be slaves. They are trying to do everything in their power to get it back like they was. All these laws that we have, that shit don't mean anything. It don't mean anything, because if it meant something, you wouldn't be allowing your authority, the police officers, handle our citizens the way they handle our citizens. It was all in the plan in the beginning. They got tired. They started looking at black people. Oh, they trying to, and Hispanics, oh, they want to be free. Oh, they don't want us to mess with them. No, we did not want you bothering us. No, we don't. You've caused enough damage. You can see the damage that you caused in the prison systems, in the streets, in the homes, our single mothers, single fathers, period. You try to make, they try to make us do what they wanted us to do. You can see it right there plain as day in slavery. But them niggas wasn't taking that. They wasn't taking it. They are jealous of them. They were jealous because of their sexual orientations. They were jealous because of their abilities. They were very jealous. Very, that wasn't anger. That was jealousy. They killed them because they were angry, because they didn't be, they wasn't obedient. They killed them because they were envious. They were envious. You got, you know, and a lot, and I don't have anything against it. I mean, I think life is a beautiful period. You know, you were in a relationship, you know, and it's working out good, and you guys are getting along. I am rooting for you. And I mean, everybody have their ups and downs, so we're not gonna get into that. My thing is, when, you know, when slavery did exist, you know, you had these people going in and out. Oh my gosh, I mean, it's all in my business. I'm thinking of the cover notifications off. You had these guys, you know, because white men is the ones, well, I'm not gonna say the white man, but the whites back in the day are the ones who taught the black men how to hustle drugs. They were giving them the cocaine, you know, and giving, letting them know, you know, hey, you got a lick over there. Okay? I need you to go to deliver it. Keep in mind, the lick is a white woman. Yes, it is. And you know. You know. You know, my sisters, my girlfriends, my sister, my soul sisters. I mean, hey, we are women. There ain't no discrimination. There gonna never be no discrimination with me. But my women, you know what I'm saying, of opposite color, y'all know when that black man get in it, you know what time it is. You know, once you go black, you never go back. No, you do not, okay? And so we had an issue with, they had an issue with that, you know? Toby coming knocking on the door, dropping off, you know what I'm saying, to work. She telling Toby to have a seat. I will be with you in a moment. That girl already knew what she had in her mind. She was about to put it down on Toby, okay? She did that. And then Toby tapped that ass. Yeah, that's what went on. There's a lot of shit that went on back then when came down, you know, to white, you know, I'm, you know, women of opposite color and our black brothers, our soul brothers, you know? And white man, that white man didn't like that. He didn't like that at all. So he made things a little bit more complicated for us, you know? And that's why, that's one of the reasons why things are so, you know, complex right now, so complicated. And we are still in modern slavery, believe it or not. But the only thing is that we have that freedom to either do or fuck with it or leave it alone. We have a choice. That's the only thing that we have right now is the choice. Once upon a time, we didn't have a choice. And it wasn't just black people. It was people that didn't, you know what I'm saying, reach a certain stature, you know? It wasn't about color. It was never about color. They made it out to be about color. Because if that's the case, then why you ain't fucking with the Japanese and the Chinese man? I mean, they starting to look at motherfuckers too. Excuse my French. I don't even know if I'm being, because I'm just upset right now. Because I'm getting these downloads. And these downloads that I've had for years, and it's finally coming to play. And I'm seeing things, and it's very disrespectful. It's very disrespectful. It's very inhumane. You have destroyed. You didn't destroy. You have self-sabotaged. And this thing that's going on now, I'm not going to say what it is. We're going to call it 19. Ain't no way in hell you can sit here and tell me. You can't tell me nothing about that. I'm sorry. Because I know. I know where it started. I know what you was trying to do. I'm very educated. Hi, Henrietta. Henrietta came in. She said she's educated too. It's my dog. I'm scared. Ooh. I thought it was the government. But no, I am educated on it. I am an overthinker. I overthink. And people say, oh, no, you don't need to do that. No. I need to do that because I need to be able to make it make sense. They tell on themselves. Watch TV. as you can. Some people just can't do it because they see it. They see it. Watch TV. They tell on themselves. They tell exactly what they're doing, and they make jokes about it. They take it lightly because they're trying to prepare you. They're trying to prepare you. Hell, they've been preparing you ever since, you know, technology and modern technology came, and TV, the internet. Oh yeah, we're gonna get into that shit. Y'all better get y'all tarot cards, y'all candles, y'all prayer, y'all spiritual oils, your incense, your sages, sage your house, sage yourselves, protect yourself. Cause we're in a spiritual warfare. You gotta protect yourselves. All right, guys, let me get off this one, and I'm gonna be back with you guys with another episode. Hey, protect yourselves, guys. All right, be right back on the mat, and do not come for me, okay? Don't come for me. Y'all come for me, I don't know. I don't know what's gonna happen. I don't know what's gonna happen. Just don't come for me.